Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, April 18th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about Zimbabwe's 38th independence anniversary.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter mobile frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voindebele.com.
And thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and this evening we are talking about Zimbabwe's independence.
Zimbabwe attained independence from British rule in 1980 following a protracted armed struggle. Mr. Robert Mugabe, who was removed from power last year by his then deputy Emmerson Mnangagwa through a military intervention, was the first leader of an independent Zimbabwe.
The Zimbabwean government has been praised for expanding the education sector and other issues over the years, but largely blamed for devastating a once vibrant economy.
The declining economy, alleged human rights violations, and the general harsh social, economic, and political situation in Zimbabwe forced thousands of people to leave the country to seek refuge in other nations. An estimated 3 million Zimbabweans are currently living in South Africa, and thousands are in countries like America, Britain, and Botswana.
And today, thousands of people commemorated Independence Day in Zimbabwe, with President Emmerson Mnangagwa saying the country is expected to hold free, fair and credible elections this year. Some Zimbabweans living outside the country also held some meetings in South Africa to mark Independence Day.
Join the show right now and tell us what you think about this issue. Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele.
Yabambe jonga kunjani mfowethu?
Ah, mina ngiyaphila.
Ye kunjani?
Yes, ngiyathaba, you know, lamhla isichoqa independence. Yes.
Kunjani?
Ah, kunzima.
So, nasi nini ndikutaura short?
38 years.
Yeah. Eh? Kulumi sindebele.
Yeah, umnyaka enchumi letatu. No.
Yeah,
38 years.
Something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, kunjalo zilukandaba. Lamhla ke sikhuluma ngosibuse wakwele Zimbabwe. So kule 38 years amachuma amathathu last year ngalombili kulosibuse kwele Zimbabwe. Siyawazi ukuthi ke umnumzana Robert Mugabe waba ngokuqala ukuthi abe ngumkhokheli welizwe le Zimbabwe. Lokho ke kwa ngu 1980 kusukela khonapho ke kwachova wathi ngo 1987 soke kwaba le mpi yomvukela. Sakhumbula impi eGugulawundi into zinjalo. Kuthe sokunjalo ke umnumzana Mugabe waba ke ngu executive president. Wathi ke wayelwisana laye kubandla lezaphu umnumzana Joshua Nkomo waba ngumsekeli wakhe. So ke kusiya ngesikhathi njalo nje sibonile ke ngomnyaka ophelileyo umnumzana Mugabe sebemkhipha esikhundleni. Ibutho lasidla amahabula kuzobuya ke Mnangagwa laye wabaleka waphenduka wasithatha ke intambo. So ke nxa sikhangela lo mnotho welizwe khonapha ke mfowethu kanyazana umnotho welizwe kawumanga kuhle. Siyawazi ukuthi kungabe kwaqalisa ngesikhathi kuthathwa ama-farms ngo-2000 kuthathwa ngabantu abayefuna babe lo mhlabathi. Kuzobuya nje njalo kule nto eziningi ezenzakalayo 1998 xa sisakhumbula sibili abantu baqalisa ukutshengisela ezitaladini betshengisela ezitaladini abanye bethwele inyama beyigaxile lapha abanye betshontsha besenzani wasokutshengisela ukuthi umkhonomi welizwe susidilika. Ye, so kunjalo ke mfowethu siyakhuluma ngakhonoku labantu abahlala kumadiaspora siyakwazi ukuthi abanye basuke eZimbabwe bebalekela ukuthi bayajalwa babulawa abanye njalo besiyadinga ukuthi babe lihlala kahle engcono.
And Gibbs, don't forget that today, as Zimbabwe commemorates 38 years of independence, nurses are on strike.
Yeah,
and the government last night announced that they are all fired.
16,000?
Yes.
Fired?
On Independence Day.
kuyamangalisa mfowethu
zvakaoma ndizvo zvovana weZimbabwe nasi tiri kucherechedza kutsitsa makore makumi matatu nemasere nyika yawana kuzvitonga kubva kuutongo hweBritain 1980 muvaRobert Mugabe ndovakave mutungamiri wekutanga vari mutungamiri wehurumende kana kuti prime minister vaKenan Banana vari mutungamiri wenyika ndovakanga vari president asi zviri zvekunzi mabata key kana kubata tsvimbo yeutungamiri wenyika asi vaMugabe varivo mutungamiri wenyika itakaonawo nguva iyoyo upfumi hweZimbabwe kuchinzi hwakanga huri upfumi hwakanga hwakagadzikana hwakasimba vakawanda vanhu vachitorwira kuti arigai timhanye kuZimbabwe kune rusununguko uye upfumi hwakagadzikana asi mukufambawo kwenguva makazoita nyaya dzekunetsana takanzwa nyaya dzegukura hundi dzakaitika tichangobva muindependence imomo kwakaitawo 1987 kubatana kwemapato ZAPU nezanu PF dzakabatana kuumba bato rimwe chete tikaona kuti kugadzikana ikoko hongu kwakaitika kwekugadzikana murunyararo asi upfumi hauna kugadzikana makore akupinda kuma90 uko vanhu vakatanga kutora minda pakatanga kutorwa kusvika muna 2000 zvinhu zvikazvaoma kuoma chaiko upfumi hwadhirika kusvika pari nhasi gore rapera takawana vaMugabe vachibviswa pachigaro navamunangagwa vaive mutevedzeri wavo nenyaya dzekunetsana panyaya dzeutungamiri idzodzo vakawanda vakafunga kuti dzimwe nguva upfumi hwenyika hwaakugadzikana asi zvinenge zviri kuramba hanzi zviri kukona n'anga murapwa achida nanhasi tiri kungoona zvinhu zviri kuoma vana mukoti vari pakuramwa mabasa vanopfuura zviuru gumi nezvitanhatu over 16,000 takanzwa nezuro manheru hurumende ichinzi yazivisa kuti vadzingwa mabasa vose asi iyo vari kuti aiwa tinozoona zvee zvakamira sei nokuti hatisati taudzwa nehurumende pachedu kuti madzingwa tanzwawo panhepfenyuro yezbc zvinove zvinhu zviri kuitika musi wekupemberera kuzvitonga kwenyika vakawanda vari kuti independence yacho haizorevi zvakawanda kana vanhu vachitadza kurapwa muzvipatara vachitadza kuwana zvavanoda mari hadziwanikwe kumabhanga vana vezimbabwe vakawanda vari kunze kwenyika nenyaya dzekuoma kwezvinhu vakatiza muZimbabwe vangopembererawo nekucherechedza zuva iro vari munyika dzavari dzakasiyana siyana ndo nyaya yatoda kuti kurukure nhasi
And we're lucky that we've got our first guest and that is Mr. Austin Moyo he is living in South Africa he's a Zimbabwean and he belongs to a party known as the MTCT. We know that there are certain problems in the MTC. There are factions, actually, let's be honest. So we don't know which one, MTC Coupe or MTC the other, Nelson Chamisa. So, Mr. Moyo, tell us a bit, which MTC are you in?
I've been the one led by Advocate Nelson Chamisa.
Okay, that's very clear.
And
so,
also, he's the ambassador, shadow ambassador for the MDC Alliance in South Africa.
Yes, so thank you so much for that. So tell us, is Independence Day today in Zimbabwe? Are you happy?
Yes, we are happy for Independence Day.
Mm-hmm. So
thank you very much for welcoming me to the show.
Yes.
So, yeah, Independence Day is not for one political party. It is for all Zimbabweans because when we rejoiced in 1980, we were rejoicing that we had come out of the apartheid government that had been oppressing us for years. Mm-hmm. So independence actually means democracy because it was bought by the blood of many of our fathers, our mothers, our sisters, our brothers. So independence should actually come with jobs, it should come with security, it should come with freedom of speech, association. And to us, to the country, it actually should come with a diaspora vote to be able to vote where we are. It is not freedom. I mean, independence is not an outflux or influx of people into other countries living their own country. It is not harassment or intimidation of citizens. And if people are living in fear in their own land, that is not freedom. It does not come with a price tag because we can never measure the blood of people that was spilled in order for us to attain this independence.
Thank you so much. Maybe Mr. Chonga.
Yes. Ndo tanga hangu nekukuchinga midzai pachirongwa va moyo. Tinotenda zvikuru nekuwana nguva.
Tinotenda vachonga.
Ndizvozvo. Vana veZimbabwe vangada kunzwa kuti nhasi zvii zvaitwawo nevana veZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa munoyo mamuri pakucherechedza kana kupemberera zuva rekuwana kuzvitonga kwenyika 38 years.
Panga paine ma demonstration. Ndanzwa kuti mabhazi kumabhazi uko panga paine ma demonstration asi ku embassy ndinofunga panga paine celebration asi inini ndanga ndiri busy up and down ndichienda kuma TV station ndichiita ma interviews nenyaya ye independence asi ndanzwa kuti kana ndichiterera vanhu vanga vachitaura vanhu havana kufara kuti vari kupemberera zuva reindependence vari kunze kwenyika vanga vachida kuti at least vapemberere this special day vari kuZimbabwe vaine mabasa vachiita zvinhu zvavo vari kumusha because east, west, north, south, home is always best.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke mfoka moyo sicela ubambe khona phoka indawo. Now I'm told that we are joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Ngabuto Mapena of the Zimbabwe Communist Party. Baba Mapena, kunjani?
Sanibonani baba, ninjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. So akusitshela ukuthi lamhla phela lilanga likaZibuse. Wena ulibona njani ilanga leli?
Lilanga likaZibuse lapho esithokozela khona ukuthi sanqoba abancindezele abelungu ababesincindezele lokhu ngolwasemzini abathi colonialism lapho sabona abantu abatsha ngaleso sikhathi abanye beshiya isikole abanye bethiya imisebenzi abanye njalo ababesewenela bethiya imisebenzi besiya eLusaka abanye besiya eMozambique besiyaqeqetshela ukuthi babe ngamabutho ombangazwe ukuthi balwisane lohulumeni kaSmith wayincindezele abantu abamnyama yikho thina esikuthokozelayo kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi kusukela ke ngo-1980 akusazange kube kuhle lokho esasifisa ukuthi kwakungaba yikho akusazange kube yikho siyakhumbula ukuthi kusukela ngo-1983 kusa ngo-1987 kwangena indaba ye-ground lapho abantu abadlula 20,000 abafayo bebulawa yi-ground siyabona sikhumbula futhi le ndlela umnotho owenziwa owaphathwa ngakhona kube kubi kakhulu okwenzeka ukuthi izalwane zaseZimbabwe eziningi ziphume emazweni kanti siyakhumbula futhi kuqala la kubo Willowvale Motor Industries scandal ukuthi uhulumeni osiphetheyo kusukela ngo-1980 nguhulumeni otshontshayo amasela aba-corrupt njengoba nisitsho sukela ngo-Willowvale scandal kusiya kuma-housing siyakhumbula ngo-1996 kuthathwa imali owamele yakhe izindlu zabantu abahluphekayo kodwa yagcina isiyakha ama-mansions siyakhumbula futhi le mali le owamele iphiwa abantu ababelimele ngesikhathi sempi kodwa izikhulu zikahulumende bayithatha leyo mali abanye beclaima kubo 97% disability so ke i-38 years nxa ukhuluma lezanu zaseZimbabwe ukuthi kambe kwini okukhumbulayo uzeza abantu bekutshela ukuthi hhayi thina kasikho esikuthokozelayo sesibone ukuthi ngesikhathi siphethwe nguSmith kwakungcono kakhulu kodwa njengoba ngijhile ukuthi siyathokoza thina njengamakomanisi futhi zawehlula amabhunu ayesincindezele kodwa-ke khathesi esikhangelele lo muntu omnyama onguye-ke osithwalise nzima njengoba siyakhumbula la ngendlela ukhetho oluphathwa ngakhona abantu baseZimbabwe kabalalungele ukuthi bazikhethele umkhokeli abamfisayo.
So all what Mr. Ngabuto Mapena is saying is that this black on black oppression is not good enough. He says, of course, as communists, they fought against white domination. But he said that we've got a black government that is oppressing its own people. And he also mentioned the issue of Kukuraund. He says 1983 to 1987 was a bad, bad period for Zimbabwe. So he says it was really not good at all. And he claims that, you know, most of the people that are in government are people that are very corrupt. You know, he actually cited the Willowgate scandal and cited...
That was immediately after independence.
That's right. That was 1988. And then he's citing other issues, saying there's too much corruption. And so maybe...
We can hear from our first caller. We have our first caller. Tinamkoma Tawanda Musosa. Magadi Mkoma Tawanda.
Mkoba makasimba here.
Ndirimpenyu ndagona here kudaidza zita renyu rekupedzisira ero musosa kana masosa.
Masosa mkoma togara chipinda muchirongo
masosa. Aiwa kanhare dzinoita kuti mashoko apotseke kunzwikwa dzimwe nguva.
Ndizvozvo mkoma.
Nokuti tiri kutaura kuti imi muri ku South Africa iye zvino izvi husiku ndinodaira kuti dziri kumanguva yemanje ku South Africa kora past 8. Kuno kumaskati.
Ndizvozvo.
Akateka hanzi zuva rakacheka nyika ikora past 2 kuno kuAmerica.
Akomana kandimi vakabuya akomana ikora past 2 hatichatombozive kuti inguvai.
Mazvona.
Zvese zvinokonzereswa nekutiza. Kusagadzikana kwenyika nekuti dai nyika yakagadzikana pamwe tine nguva chaidzo dzekunyika kwedu.
Ndizvozvo. Asi zvisinei hanzi munhu anenge angori pari ipapo pauri ipapo ndopane unhu hwako tichiti ubuntu hauchinji mutupo nekuvhakacha. Hanzi kana wakakanda danda murwizi kwenguva yakakura zvakadii harishandikwe kuita garwe. Saka isita gara kudiaspora toramba tiri vana veZimbabwe tiudzei kuti nhasi macherechedzo sei zuva iri.
Mukoma zuva iri kuticherechedza kwataita tarwadziwa zvikuru chaizvo nekuti tiri kunyika kusiri kwedu tangachifanira kunge tichipemberera tichiserebhureta tiri mukati menyika yeZimbabwe asi kubva pa 38 years dzese dziripo izvi hapana kuserebhureta kuri kuitwa pa independence yatofanira kunge tichiserebhureta nekuti kune vanhu vakapinda musango wana Josiah Tongogara wana Ndabanini Story wana Ngomo mukoma zvavakarwira hazvisati zvazadzikiswa.
Saka chii chamuri kunyanyoona chamungati ichi hachisati chazadzikiswa nokuti tinoona kuti kubva 1980 kusvika ndofunga nguva ino vanhu vanongoti dzidzo muZimbabwe chinhu chiri pamberi zvikuru.
Rusununguko munyika uye kodzero dzevanhu mukoma dziri kumbunyikidzwa ndosaka tiri kuti munyika medu hatina independence yakazara. Independence yakunge yewana wezani PF vari mugovernment ndo vari kutoserebhureta nekuti ivavo ndo vanhu vari kukwanisa kuserebhureta nekuti ndo vanhu vari kudzvinyirira kodzero dzedu mukoma.
Pakaoma. Asi hanzi chiri musaka saka chinozvinzwira kana vari kuteerera chirongwa chino tinonzwa kuti tinozva kuti vari kunzwawo mashoko amuri kutaura nekugunona kwamuri kuita. Muri kudivi ripi kana kuti guta ripi muSouth Africa?
Ini ndiri muJohannesburg kuSandone ndokwandiri kugara.
Ndokwamuri kugara asi muri kutarisira here kuenda kunovhota nekuti kuti munge muchiunza shando kwayamunodaiyo zvinobvawo mukuvhota kwenyu.
Mukoma kuJohannesburg ndakatouya nerare yatanga tinayo kutembisa nemusi weSunday. Ini ndinotogara ndiri kuZimbabwe. Ndakatoregister kuvota. I am going to vote. President watinoda tikutotarisira kuti pamwe tikakwanisa kuvhotera mutungamiri wedu watiri kuda wechidiki wanoitwa waNelson Chamisa wari kudiwa nenyika yose. Pamwe ndopatichatanga kuserebhureta independence nekuti patakambosarudza umwe mutungamiri wataida 2008 waMorgan Tsvangirai wakabirwa maelection mukoma. Saka ndozvo zvimwe zviri kutirwadza. Saka tikuti pamwe ipapa wana Mugabe zvavakabviswa asi zvisine hazvo kuti conductor ndiye ari kudriva bhazi. Tichasarudza mutungamiri wedu wevatinoda waNelson Chamisa totangawo pamwe kuita independence from 2019 pamwe ndopatichatanga kuserebhureta independence ipapo nekuti ndiye munhu ari pamwoyo pewanhu.
Aiwa maita basa zvikuru mukoma tawanda masvosva. Tinotenda nekuramba muri muteereri anoteera Studio 7. Morara zvakanaka.
Ndiyotenda mukoma mwana wenyoka inyoka chete. Ndati ndoda kutaurira kune wana wese weZimbabwe kuti gedhi harina kipa. Paroda kungorohwa pena navaNelson Chamisa bhora ripinde mambure. Toserebhureta independence mukoma ndatenda.
Aiwa ndofunga vari kuzvinzwa asi ndozviri kuitikawo kune zvimwe zvikwata zvese zvamuri kutarisira kutamba nazvo. Vari kutaurawo kuti vakomana ngatingorovai pembe kana kuti pena tigovese. Kuri kutaurwa namukoma masvosva uko hakuna kipa tichaona musi wemutambo hanzi idebhi iri kugadzirirwa.
Mukoma zviri nani kunyeperwa nemunhu atisingazive pane kugara tichinyeperwa nemunhu 38 years mukoma munhu akutaura kuti ndinoda usiku humwe chete hwekuita sei.
Aiwa, maita basa mukoma masosha regai titori mwe mutereri. Tine mwe mutereri ari parunhara ari ku South Africa zvakare. Makadi.
Ah, ndinofara murizei mukoma wangu.
Aiwa, ndiri mupenyu, zita ndiani?
Jedza.
Jedza.
Eh.
Iri Jedza ndo ataida dzana tichiri mu High Fields mazidana Jedza.
Dorifa
kuti gibigi bela idaizwa kunzi airidaizwa sei aizi gibela iya aizi gibela but hatizoti Jedza aizi ridaizwa sei eh aiwa titaurei zvamunazvo mukoma Jedza pazuva rekucherechedza 38 years of independence.
Ah, mukuru wangu chinoti neta ndechekuti tsamba yakanyorwa na Chivenga neZuro vachidzinga vachiti hatidi ana mukoti vari kuramwa basa ava. Vari kufungidzira kuti vachiri kuchiuto here kana kuti va vice president. Hatitarisire kuti vice president vataro kuti vangade kushandisa chisimba kune vanhu vari kuratidzira kuti tinoda
Mukoma Jedza, Mukoma Jedza, munga dzoro mbichana manzi, tiri kunzwa manzi uri kurira ku background. Hello.
Hello.
Eh, taura henyu. Nare inenge iri kunetsa ya Mukoma Jedza. I think we are having cross lines or it's his radio.
Yeah, maybe mm-hmm. That's because of his radio. Yeah.
Yes.
Is he still there?
Are you still there, Mukoma Jedza? Okay. Mukoma Jedza was talking about the firing of nurses, mm-hmm. the announcement that all the nurses who were on strike were fired last night. He's saying, I think that was a bad move by the mm-hmm. new government. And also we had Mukoma Tawanda Mashosha. He's our regular listener and contributor here mm-hmm. on Live Talk. He's saying only those in ZANU-PF are enjoying independence because for the rest of Zimbabweans, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at the Zimbabwean timeline in terms mm-hmm. of the time when Zimbabwe attained independence,
mm-hmm.
there are certain key issues that actually happened. You know, like when Mr. Mugabe sacked Joshua Nkomo,
mm-hmm.
Claiming that Mr. Nkomo wanted to overthrow his government. And then what followed later was the North Korean-trained 5th Brigade that was deployed in Matabeleland and Midlands provinces.
Midlands, yes.
And that's where thousands of people were actually killed by the 5th Brigade. Then you still remember that Mr. Mugabe and Mr. Nkomo had a unity accord,
mm-hmm.
but the unity accord almost fell apart when Mr. Tabengwa left and said, you know, they were being marginalized by the ruling party,
mm-hmm.
which was ZANU-PF in a way. And then there was an issue of the economic crisis in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Still remember?
Oh,
and
yeah.
That was the time when there were riots and strikes.
I still remember guy who was captured on
carrying
camera.
The meat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Akatakura chidya chese chemombe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then in 1999, you know, as the economic crisis persisted, Zimbabwe actually deployed troops in
DRC.
And many people are saying that's the reason why the economy collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the opposition movement for democratic change,
which was formed
in 1999. Mm-hmm. And so there are so many of these issues. And we still remember in 2000, the seizure of white commercial farms
mm-hmm.
By war veterans and some other people in ZANU-PF. And now let's go back to Austin Moyo. So, Mr. Moyo, we see that, you know, Zimbabwe is one country where you can say many people are learned or educated. And Mr. Mugabe has been actually praised for actually lifting up the standard of education in the country. But do you agree with those that are saying that maybe the country has people who are not educated at all, but learned?
Now, it's just playing with terms,
mm-hmm.
but Zimbabwe, the education system in Zimbabwe, well, maybe during our time,
mm-hmm.
It was quite well standard because O-level and A-level were writing external examinations,
mm-hmm.
and the entry into university was extremely strict.
I was shocked when I came to South Africa to find that Sampo took out 40%. In South Africa, it's actually a pass.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Zimbabwe, 51% is actually not considered a very good pass, although it is a pass.
Mm-hmm.
So the education, people are educated. I'm not sure what the difference between learned and educated is. Maybe Mabuto will see the lab. But the education that they have, a lot of them actually acquired skills, which they didn't have anywhere to apply those skills in Zimbabwe, which is why they had to leave now and go to other countries. We're meeting business people the day before yesterday in Rosebank here, and I actually jokingly said that we're sitting in this beautiful building, which in most cases could have been built by construction workers from Zimbabwe. Only to discover afterwards that that was actually a fact. South Africa is beautiful today because of Zimbabwean construction workers, but Zimbabwe is falling apart as we speak.
So in any way, Mr. Ngabuto Mapena, so it goes to this narrative that, you know, Zimbabweans don't have that kind of, acquisition of knowledge, which they use effectively to empower themselves. So that's why some people are saying they're not too educated, but they are very, very learned.
Well, the issue of being educated or learned is raised in the context of us challenging the regime. It is not raised in the context of empowering Zimbabweans. Like Austin has already said, that over the years, Zimbabweans acquired the skills, the apprenticeships. We produced a lot of artisans. We produced a lot of engineers, medical doctors, and so forth, who are scattered all over the world. We know, of course, that those that were graduates did not really participate in politics, particularly joining the opposition politics because of the nature of the ZANU-PF, its attitude towards the opposition. Ordinarily, a person who feels secure in terms of secure in terms of their jobs and so forth, they feel it is not really necessary to risk their jobs or to risk whatever they've acquired. This is why you then get told that only those that did not go to school then end up participating in politics, which again raises a lot of questions or a debate for another day. But indeed, Zimbabweans are well-educated, well-learned, in my view. They've done well, particularly in the diaspora. They are running big companies in South Africa where we are, in the parasectors, in government institutions and so forth. And they are doing quite well in Botswana and in London.
Mr. Mabena, in any way, so here you can praise the Zimbabwean government for actually making Zimbabweans to be what they are today.
Well, the Zimbabwean government invested a lot in the education sector in the first 10 years of our independence. We can't take that away from it. A number of secondary schools were built, a number of clinics were built. It paid more attention on the social agenda. They built infrastructure that you cannot take away from them. Yes. From 1991, when we introduced the Economic Structure Adjustment Program, that's when we stopped paying attention to the social agenda. So this is where we locate the problems of Zimbabwe if we were to exclude Kukraundi in the first 10 years of our independence. It did actually went in that era.
Thank you so much. I think first go to Mr. Austin, then I take a caller, or I take a caller first. Right. So, what is starting to get you up on the street?
Iminyaka leminyaka yonke umkhathi usithola sisegazini sihluphekela lelizwe sisithi angxanye siguqula amakhiwa esithi yeyo kanti okuzayo kuzadlula khonoko xa ukhangelisisa unanzelisisa ukubani sithe ngomva kokukhulula ilizwe umgabe lezalo phefu bathi inkomo waphambanisa wafihla isikhali ezingaso zabo basizizela wasizilala insalela namhlanje siyahlupheka siphakathi kokuzima sihlele ukufundisa abantwana siyazihluphekela nje sisithulule nje asanto esilala ngenxa yezalo phefu. Uzomunye umuntu ekhulume sithi kwabiswa lokhu nalokhu. Isikole vele kasincedi isinto. Ngoba lo muntu angimfundisa kodwa engalanti ayenza. Ngoba abantu bethu bonke basemazweni bayahawula, balale emigelweni, abanye inhlanhla sebe yisibebe yedinga isimvimbi ukuze aphile, aphathumezele ubaba emgodla ekhaya bese kuthiwa uyaphile phandle kwamazwana. Kumhlungu kakhulu kabi lokhu. Angazi, yabona eceleni lesitshonini ingcono ngoba independence bayibonile kuze kwathiwa ngo-1970 ngoba waqalisa uhlupheka ngo-1970. Thina ngapha emathebeleni komthwakazi elazangithi lindengezi okwethu ilanga lezi isikhumbuza ukuthi izidingo zethu sasidingela ukuthi izane PF isibulale, sasidingela ukuthi amashona basibulale. Iminyaka yethu yonke yobuhlungu isegangeni sasilela ukuthi abantu laba sikhiphe amakhiwa saqeda kuthika amakhiwa basibulale ngoba abafo bethu baphelile.
Wawusegangeni Mpangazitha, walwa lawe wawungusibakhululi?
Ngithe khona yebo baba. Yebo baba, iminyaka esayithatha egangeni ibuhlungu nxa sicabanga ngoba akula nto esayitholayo ngaphandle kokubani sathola ukubulawa izame PF. Ama-veterani amaningi aphelile laba abaseleyo uze umuntu ekhuluma independence ngalezama ukuthi anqene kuyimali yakwabo ngabaleka nxa bengasapotanga kodwa akula nto esayitholayo kulele lizwe independence lelo kukhuluma ngalo igama lankhona angazi ukuthi kukhulunyelwani ngayo independence yani. Singakhuluma njalo kodwa thina komthakazi siyazihluphekela sasivele sincedisa abantu labantu ukuthi baphenduke bazosibulala.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu
ukhuluma nge-20,000 uphinde ubuze abantu bani abantwana abasalayo okunye ukuzosala kwasalayo phezu kwe-20,000 namhlanje ngasibanenge omahisayo ngakhuluma nge-20,000 eyabulawa kabuhlungu kangaka phinde ukhulume ngegama lethaindependence angxenye singabasoda komthakazi ikho sizakhuluma ngeindependence le vele ngasikhulumi ngayo aseyindependence phakathi kwethu.
Awubone awubone Mpangazitha, hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba ukuthi sibonga
kakhulu kakhulu
ungadilela kusasa. Bye bye.
Ngiyabonga.
So Mpangazitha is a whole veteran. He says, you know, he doesn't even know what he was fighting for. He says maybe he was fighting for other people, you know, to have a good life. But he says everything started when there was a crackdown against ZAPU, you know, by the government of Mr. Mugabe. So he says it's really painful that right now he's living outside the country. And he's a guy that was, you know, fighting against the colonial regime. But now he's finding himself, you know, sleeping with the animals out there. So he says, by the way, he was supposed to be, you know, with others back home instead of being in Botswana. So he says schooling on its own is just hopeless because you can be schooled but have no job. So what's the purpose? So he says those people that are saying Mr. Mugabe did a lot in that respect, they don't know what they're talking about. So maybe
he should have created jobs. Maybe we can go to Mr. Moyo. But before we go to Mr. Moyo, just to remind our listeners that we are trying to get hold of Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu, who is a ZANU-PF member and political analyst. We are trying to bring him onto this show. Mr. Moyo, you heard from our callers, and I think the last caller was very bitter about the current situation in Zimbabwe. He's a former freedom fighter, and he's saying, now I'm back in the bushes, away from the country he freed. What's your take on that?
Actually, an irony, because prior to 1980, people were leaving Zimbabwe, like Mabena said. They were leaving Zimbabwe to go and be trained so that they can come back and rescue Zimbabwe from the colonial oppression. But instead, now people are leaving Zimbabwe so that they can be able to survive. After fighting so much, war veterans, they fought, they brought the country, only to find that one section of the country was condemned to say they are dissidents. Which was not quite actually the truth, because most of the people that were killed, they didn't have any arms on them.
Mm-hmm.
So they were actually civilians. That thing, it needs to be spoken about. There needs to be a dialogue. There needs to be some kind of reconciliation. I don't know if justice is the term, but in Ndebele, you'll say, abantu badinga ukubhodla, because bayafuthelana ngaphakathi. There is a pressure mounting inside the people. There was hope that because Mnangagwa came in after Mugabe, maybe he was going to open room for this to be debated. But the way that he is doing it, it's very limited, that people won't be able to breathe enough so that this thing can be laid to rest. It will always be a sore place in the history of Zimbabwe unless it is dealt with properly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. You can welcome Mr. Gadzira Chirumanzu.
Yes, we've got a ZANU-PF member on the line. And Mr. Chirumanzu, good evening and welcome to the program. Mr. Chirumanzu, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
How are you? Here. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, and how are you doing in America?
Very fine. How are the celebrations there, Independence Day? Eh?
Oh, well, it was a great day for Zimbabwe as well. It was just, you know, going down the memory lane, you know, how we were brutalized by whites and when we are now free.
So just briefly, we'll just give you about 1.5 minutes or so to say what are the greatest achievements that have been, done by the government of ZANU-PF over the years?
No, well, the greatest achievement, about the Independence Day, it is not about ZANU-PF government per se, but it is about the people of Zimbabwe. You know, people of Zimbabwe from all walks of life, tribe and so forth, you know, contributed a lot for Zimbabweans to be free today.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a great day for Zimbabweans, both whites and blacks, colored Indians.
And when we look at negative issues, there are so many of them. One of them was the Gukurahundi era. The other one, maybe to do with the food issues. You still remember when Zimbabwe was crippled by food shortages? And then politics itself, we know that there are many conflicts in the country. So as far as you're concerned, what do you think is the most negative thing that Zimbabwe is facing today?
The most negative thing Zimbabwe is still experiencing today is that small as we are, we still have the superpowers that want to control us. And our independence won't be all that free until and unless all Zimbabweans come together and
their own niche as Zimbabwean. But
Vachamisa vanova kudandiwo mutungamiri weMDCT kana kuti akuzi MDCC. Well, I'm not sure there, but vanga variko ndo zvinongoradza kuti Zimbabwe in terms of political thinking zvino zvinenge zvakuda kuti chinjei. Vakuregogoreza kuti chinonzi musi wa 18 April zvinoreva chiku momo yeZimbabwe.
Now, looking at other issues here, let's get into the crux of the matter, Mr. Chirumanzu. We know that there was Operation Mrapatswina, and there were other operations that you still remember that were actually condemned by the whole world. You know, this includes alleged election rigging and human rights violations. Where is Zimbabwe today?
No, the problem is that, like your Studio 7, you are much focused on negative issues taking place in Zimbabwe as if Zimbabwe is an isolated country. Right, you clearly say there was a Mrapatswina.
Mm-hmm.
That alone, if you are in a position to explain it in English, what it means. Now, I don't know whoever is interested in Zimbabwe to have slums all over. So, to us, as Zimbabweans, Yes, we might have problems here and there, but I don't think it is proper for anyone to simply come up with his or her own structure and then we call that houses. Something has to be done. Even in America, there are so many vagabonds, and those vagabonds are dealt with according to the laws of the country. So for one to continue, flogging the issue of Murambatsina, the issue of this and that, I think it is not proper. I think we need to focus on the advantages of blacks in terms of ruling their country, and then that's it. Mm. For example, in America, there were so many issues to do with the Trumpy. You know, his elections, that they ended up, there being some inquiries and so forth. Now, for you to concentrate on Zimbabwe issues, I don't think it's fair.
This is a Zimbabwean station, and then the other issue is on land reforms.
It is a Zimbabwe, yes mm-hmm. correct. It is a Zimbabwean station, mm-hmm. but authorized by the American government. What has got the American government interest in the affairs of Zimbabwe? We don't have an American station in South Africa, mm-hmm. in Zimbabwe. So what is so special with the American government to put aside monies to deal with the issues of other countries? So mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we know that this is for information and for that matter to mm-hmm. disseminate wrong information.
Hmm. Let's hear from our other panelists. We have Mr. Mabuto Mabena. May you chip in, Mr. Mabena?
Mm-hmm. Comrade Rumanz is not telling us is that upon attaining independence in 1980, the political elite became comprando bourgeoisie. They did not transform the commanding height of the economy. They suppressed the rights of the working people in Zimbabwe. The establishment of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions on its own was a way to tame the workers who were now, after attaining independence, demanding better working conditions from their employers. But because the new political elite, the new cabinet, was in partnership with big capital, they to turn the workers and establish a trade federation, which was led by the then brother of the former Prime Minister Robert Mugabe. It is ZANU-PF, after which abandoned the socialist principles and embraced the neoliberal policies which impoverished the people of Zimbabwe through the Economic Structural Adjustment Program of 1991. As we speak today, the very conservative party that handed over political power to ZANU-PF in 1980 is in office. This is why, as we are celebrating our independence, as we are celebrating us in defeating the white minority rule, we are being now taken back to the Commonwealth by this EDA government. So what Comrade Roman is talking about, he does not understand that ZANU-PF are the attitude of improving the suffering of the people of Zimbabwe. They have been looting the economy in Zimbabwe. So why do we understand their dispute or their fight against the Americans or the imperialist forces? We have defined ourselves as communists, that our strike is a dual strike. It's a strike against the imperialist. It is a strike against the parasitic bourgeoisie as led by ZANU-PF, who must be fought in all France.
Mm, thank you. Thank you. Baba Mungwe, ubona njani uDabalol? So, kanye ngazani ke eZimbabwe kulento eziningi ezingazani ziyakhupha abantu. Okunye ukuthi vele akula le mali kusetshenziswa ama bond notes. So iZimbabwe ayila currency yayo isebenzisa lama US dollars lento ezinjalo. Xa sokubuya okunye siyakwazi ukuthi kulokhetho futhi olubuyayo lungani uyahlupha. Bokuthi nje ngamafutshane konabo siyakunika umzuzu baba.
Yebo, siyavumelana ke nobaba uThirumanzi la ukuthi independence nyama Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Bese sisehlukana ngokubona lapho ukuthi ukwenza akubonisi ukuthi yama Zimbabwe wenza ngoba kubenefita abantu abambalwa.
Mm-hmm.
Athi yena lapha iStudio 7 ikhuluma izinto ezingamanga. Uyazi ama facts they speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we are fighting for diaspora vote ayikho. We are fighting for ama electoral reforms awekho. These are facts. We are not thumb-sucking these things anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There is no media freedom, which is why Studio 7 is located in the United States. We found it in Zimbabwe, but the ways are not open to go to when the levels in. So you go to Kaba and go to levels in to levels in Lungiswaganjan because they owe the millions of Zimbabweans the right to be able to exercise their democratic right to vote.
Yes, that was a cool guess. So what Moyo is saying is that Mr. Chiruma, yes, they agree on the principle of independence. But that where the deeper is or the diaspora vote, freedom of association, freedom of assembly, and all the freedoms. And then on issues like, you know, the right to exercise their own democracy. He says people are not doing that. So that's why the differences between people in ZANU-PF and him and others.
I know Mr. Chirumanzi wants to respond to that. Chirumanzi?
Yes. Dambudziko riripo ndorokuti, you know, chunu chinonzi politics kana mneza matongero enyika china mafungiro akasiyana ende njere dzinobva mukutonga nyika hadzisati dziri njere dzemunhu wega wega zvake ndosaka futi zopolitics dzichizodzidzirwa vanhu vanofanira kuziva kuti Zimbabwe inyika ine zvunhu zvakakosha zvinodiwa nenyika dzakasiyana siyana pasi rose rine saka mukuda zvunhu izvozvo nyika idzodzo dzinokwanisa kuita kuti maZimbabwe dzipachawo vega vadi varwisane zvokwanisa kuita kuti nyika yedu ino ipindirwe navavengi pozoita kuti vanhu vozopota vachidi vachirwisana chiripo ndechokuti ndambotaura kuti Zimbabwe ndeyamaZimbabweans ese asi ngatitarisei kuti kochinokonzeresa kuti tive namaproblems ndivanani iye zvino zvinhu zviri pachena so mutaura apedza kutaura kuti ndivonga ndivo vamwe here kuti kuna mafacts hadzisi nhema kuti MDC yakainda ikandokumbira masanctions kuAmerica hadzisi nhema kuti vachamisa navamwe vavo kwakaendewa ikoko kukandokurukurwa namasenators vokuamerica masenators vokuamerica vakauya vakabuda zvepachena vakati isusu tiri kuramba tichidzvanyirira kana kupa masanctions kumhuri yezimbabwe saka zvunhu zviri pachena izvezvi saka zvinoda kuti vanhu vazive kuti matambudziko edu anombobva papi akatangira papi and so forth tikada kuenda kumashure shure chii chakamboita kuti timbonzi isusu tiri masouthern rhodesians chii chakamboita kuti tinzi isusu tiri marhodesians asi tichingori vanhu vatema zvinova kuti pano umwe waitimbunyikidza ende munhu aitimbunyikidza iye nanhasi anoda kungotikontrola ndo zviripo saka zvinoda kuti tichidzamisa pfungwa kuti tinobuda sei muudzvanyiro hwakaita sei tichina vamwe veduwo vanhu vatema vari muno vachine pfungwa idzodzo dzokungoti nanhasi murungu wakanaka
asi kana vachirumanzu hamungarege muvakidzani wenyu achirova mudzimai wake kana mhuri yake imi makatarisa ndozviri kuitwa nevamunofunga kuti vari kupindira mune zvematongerwo enyika vari kuona mabatirwo anenge achiitwa nehurumende inenge iripo muZimbabwe vachiedza kuti aiwa batanai zvakanaka ndozviri kutaurwawo navamwabuto mabhena navamoyo
vari kusora nhasi uno munguva yehondo yokurwa havana kana kumbotibatsira If I may give an example, yayo America iyoyo. Takaona rubatsiro kubva kuRussia. Takaona rubatsiro kubva kuChina. Na amwe ma Eastern Bloc countries. West yese. Sezvinongozvitamwa kuti varungu vekuWest vanoti ndivana muruma vachifuridzira. Zvinhu zvinozikanwa. Saka nhasi vanhu iva vasada kupretenda kuti vanozoziva mahuman rights avanhu vatema vanozoziva maproperty rights avanhu vatema iye zvino vanhu vakawanda muno muZimbabwe vageresa vakagariswa kumajecha vanga vabviswa naivo varungu vacho ivavo vanobva ikoko kueurope ende kwavari zvazvisina basa saka nhasi hatidi kuruvai mukataka pegampi tozoti ano vanhu hava kuzonzwira tsitsi vanhu vokuZimbabwe yetandizvo ndiwo dzatinoti ipolitics zvakuda kunzvera manje kuda kuti vanhu vachiziva kuti aya mashoko ambotaurwa akubva kupi umwe mutauri ambotaura azoti ndosaka studio 7 iri ikoko kuamerica ikoko zvinhu zvinozikamwa pasi rose kuti aya mabasa eamerica okuda kukwenenzvera mashoko vachipakurira ku kunyika dzakasiyana siyana as if vanotida iyo vasingatidi
vari kupakurira kunyika dzakasiyana siyana dzinenge dzine dzihurumende dzisiri kupa vanhu wadzo mikana yekutaura vakasununguka Gibbs
yeah kunjalo ke baba Chirumanzu siyabuya kuwe wabve kona po kamafichana sino baba uSipasa Chuma ecingweni baba Chuma kunjani baba Chuma yangizwa Baba Sibasa Chuma anguzwa uko na kweni?
Yeah, uko na rap.
Yeah, so ndile foni ni Civil City tatanga mafichani. Ungati nge ngosuku lwasibusi.
Into ngayicho hayi usuku lokuqalatheka kakhulu sibili. Lokwazibusi leli wathi likhona namhlanje.
Mhm.
Ngeli usuku lokuqalatheka sibili umuntu wonke. Kodwa ngesuku ezivele andile yazi ukuthi yadivele ha. Mhm. Velulu suku badvelele kwathakazelelwa ngabantu ngoba ungena omunye umuntu lapha edifense ukungasikho kodwa owawulenze suku mbona hayi namhla ngithe ngiyakhangela sibili ngathi ukuthi abantu babambili ngoba mbona uma ku-opposition parties laphana nawo befikile laphana kutshengise ukuthi hayi lolu suku luqakatheke kakhulu sibili kumazipa wonke
singathi unguchuma unje baba singathi uzibuzo wakulethelana
ozibuse ngithi ngiyakhangela ayi ungasatshengiseli kakhulu ebantwini ngakhulukazi ngoba bese utshengisela udubo kakhulu ngesikhathi leso anti yazi ukuthi vele izimbabwe yilesivele sibanje ngelinye ihlobo olungasilo njebe vele selungolusuku olungalulubi kakhulu luletha udubo kakhulu ebantwini kodwa mbone ngani sokungathi suku siya bona ngani suku siba ngconywana kwathiswa lokukhumuleka lokuthi bakhulume bakufunayo bayeza bakufunayo
nxa sikhulume imali sibilula esikhwameni kona
ah ungakhulumi lapha awukabi lolutho iludubo olukhona kakhulu olungalo luyahlupha kakhulu kazi ayikabi khona imali
le msebenzi
bethengiswa lo msebenzi bekwathi bethengiswa ukuba yisimlonyeni nje awukabi lolutho olukhanyayo yikho ngani kulodubo sibile kaluthize Wa ya yakula kuthi kwamini lapha kuqiniso lemsebenzi kayikho abantwana bayahawula lapha ngale kunjele imali kayikho
so hayi siyakuzwa sibili ungathina lokusasa Chuma sibongile kakhulu
hayi kulungile bawo
and that is Mr. Sibasa Chuma is saying at least he saw many people attending Independence Day celebrations today but he says right now there are no jobs As it is, it doesn't have a cent in his pockets. So these are difficulties that people are facing.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, of course, people are free to say anything these days. But they have no jobs and no money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear from Mr. Mabena what he wishes to see in Zimbabwe. Mr. Mabena.
Yes, yes. Last night we are told the vice president fired 13,000 workers who are practicing as nurses. We know that in the next month the teachers are going to take down tools. We have said as communists when President Mnangagwa came in, we said we'll judge him on three issues. First, on their attitude towards the working class, they have demonstrated that they are anti-worker. Secondly, on their commitment in rebuilding the economy, we haven't seen any improvements on the economic front. Yes, they are signing deals in China, but we haven't seen any tangible deals that accrue. From those trips that has been doing. The last point that we said we judge him on his attitude in implementing the 2013 constitution as was voted by the majority of Zimbabweans. That has not happened. So in our view, as we are celebrating our 30 years of independence, the administration of Mnangagwa has not done what the majority of Zimbabweans who took to the streets in November expected in 2017. We are now in a deep state. The regime is practicing what we call neoliberal capitalism, where only those that are connected to the military are benefiting. You will know the delegation that Mnangagwa went with it to China. The second point that we are raising is that the August election is not going to resolve our economic fundamentals. It is going to be contested. There are no electoral reforms and so forth. ZANU-PF is going to win or rig its way back into power. The opposition NPC alliance is going to contest the outcome of that. Therefore, we'll take our eyes off the economic fundamentals. So what we are saying as the Zimbabwe Communist Party is that we must have what we call a national economic dialogue, where we begin to say, how do we rebuild our economy? Because our faith cannot be placed on an election that is going to happen in August. The last point that I want to raise with the representative from ZANU-PF is that during the war, they sang socialist songs, they abandoned those socialism, they are not socialist in character. As we speak, the ED government, ZANU-PF government, is advancing a neoliberal agenda, which, as the working class, we stand opposed to. So ZANU-PF is anti-worker. This is why the working people of Zimbabwe must mobilize and reject ZANU-PF, because it does not advance the interests of the working class in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Mr. Katsira Chirumanzu, can you react to that? 1 minute.
Yeah, of course. Well, the gentleman who has just spoken is entitled to his views, but at the end of the day, I think the whole world have seen what President Emmerson Dambudzi Mnangagwa is currently doing for the people of Zimbabwe. This is why all the financial institutions are beating their party to Zimbabwe, and the recognition by the superpowers, that is Russia, China, Germany, and so forth, it speaks louder that he is the man to be voted into power come general elections this year. And again, because of his experience in commanding agriculture, you find that there is a lot this country is going to gain under the leadership of President Emmerson Dambudzi Mnangagwa.
Mr. Moyo, your reaction to that?
Yeah, my reaction is that the MDC did not go to America to request sanctions. They just went there for a briefing. The truth still remains that there are no electoral reforms, no security reforms, no media reforms, and we still cry for the diaspora vote. I will still talk about this. The new president has got a lot of talk, but very little action. We need to see programs that are clearly crafted, which will entice us in the diaspora to remove our businesses from the diaspora into Zimbabwe, where we will get assistance to take it back and do the same businesses that we're doing here to empower other countries. You know, Zimbabwe has made the history to have a country that is supported by diaspora remittances and informal trading, which is very high figures, like 80% or so of informal trade. And the diaspora, the recorded figures are 1 billion remittances in US dollars. And the bulk of it is not recorded. That is what is actually sustaining Zimbabwe. We don't want a country that is on autopilot. As business people in South Africa, but being Zimbabweans, let's have crafted programs where we can even form cooperatives, go into construction, cooperatives, go into agriculture, and so forth.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Chirumanzu. Your last word.
Well, thank you very much, but it's just a question of encouraging all Zimbabweans to vote. ZANU-PF is witnessed today by thousands of people that went to listen to what their president has been preaching, that we need unity, 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 and that Zimbabwe is open for business. We are calling all our brothers and sisters scattered outside the country because of the previous regime or leadership to come home and invest in Zimbabwe and give our own niche.
Thank you.
Mr. Mabena.
Well, our call is that the ET government must respect the worker rights. Workers have the right to strike. They must be respected. It must ensure that there's free political activity in the country. As we go to elections, Zimbabweans have the right to elect any leader of their choice. If they decide to elect ZANU-PF, so be it. If they decide to elect the MTC Alliance, so be it. But we want an election
that is
so environment.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mabena. Time is out. You only forgot that if they can elect the Communist Party, right? Yours. Thanks. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Mr. Katsira Churumanzu of ZANU-PF, Mr. Austin Moy of the MTCT led by Nelson Chamisa, and Mr. Ngabutu Mabena of the Zimbabwe Communist Party. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C.
Bye. Neni, jonga kande mirinchitai wa zvirongwa zve Studio 7, zvichiripo, tosangana zvakare, muzvirongwa zvinotevera, mwarira zvakanaka.